Ireland has become one of the few countries in the world to complete a detailed airborne geophysical survey. 16 years, over 440,000 kilometres of flying time, the TELUS programme is undertaking its final flight in Kerry this very day. The airborne survey took off in 2011 in the border region. The TELUS programme, managed by Geological Survey Ireland and part of the Department of Climate, Energy and Environment, became a national survey funded by the National Development Plan. Its final flight will mark national coverage, ensuring data has been collected from all corners of the country. This makes Ireland one of the best geologically mapped countries in the world and a leader in geophysical survey data in Europe. Jim Hodgson is TELUS manager at Geological Survey Ireland. I spoke to him shortly before coming here and asked him to tell us about the final flight of these planes that fly just 60 metres off the ground and what the survey information will be used for.
Yeah, so this is a national airborne geophysics survey covering the whole country. And 16 years is a long time. My daughter was actually a new baby when we started, and she's actually just finished her junior cert. So it kind of tells you kind of how long it's taken. We started back in 2011. It was actually part of an EU-funded project, and we just did the border region. And that took about 3 years to complete. And then we thought, actually, this is really useful. The data we're collecting is going to be useful for kind of geological mapping, siting wells, radon risk mapping. So we then took the decision that it be funded by the government and managed through the Geological Survey Ireland, and we'll extend it to the rest of the country. So over the years, we've actually slowly moved south. It's a survey that can only actually really be done in good weather. And this has been probably the biggest challenge we've had, that we can't fly when it's too windy, the cloud is too low, or it's raining. So we limit our survey seasons to the summer. So each summer we will then fly a series of lines or a block. And we've been moving south over the years. So starting up in the border region, Donegal was the first. And now we've finished up in County Kerry. And today will mark the very last flight that we will be doing. So in total, over the 16 years, we've probably flown, I think I was counting up the other day, just shy of 1,200 flights over that period. God.
Yeah. And quite appropriately, you've glorious weather for the final day in Kerry.
Well, this is it. We're constantly waiting for good weather. Because as I said, we can't fly when the weather's been poor. Kerry's actually probably been the most challenging of all the counties we've flown, partly because of the mountains. We need to make sure the mountains are clear when we fly. They can't be covered in cloud. And often you get quite a strong wind coming off the sea, which also makes flying very difficult. Because the aircraft is flying so low, they're flying at about 60 metres above the ground, we need very experienced pilots and we need really good conditions to fly.
Yeah, is that because of our topography is the story, isn't it? In terms of mountains, hills and other things like that.
Exactly. Where it's kind of flat, low-lying, and we have good weather, it makes life a lot easier from a flying point of view. But where we have the topography, and also you get kind of coastal fog, stronger winds, more cloud often, it becomes more difficult to fly in those kind of upland areas, particularly near the coast.
Yeah, we don't like making things too easy for people in Kerry.
No. We actually started in Kerry a couple of years ago, and it was a big block. And then last year we did Kerry and County Clare. And then we're coming back, just finishing Kerry this year. And I say today will be our final flight.
Okay, so this information, it's publicly available. Before we talk about that, what is the information going to be used for? Why was it important to do it?
So on the aircraft, there's actually three different instruments. So we're measuring things like the magnetic field, natural radiation, and the conductivity of the soils and the rocks. And we use this information to make maps. So we in the Geological Survey like making geological maps. And this data will then allow us to look at anything really relates to the subsurface. So if you want to drill a well for a borehole, for a water well, for example, you need to know exactly what type of rock you're drilling into. So the information can be used for that. We've also worked with the Environment Protection Agency on things like radon risk mapping, because, again, one of the things we're measuring is natural radiation, and we can actually link that to where we have radiation. We can use the information also for peat mapping and just basically anything to do with the subsurface, anything below your feet is we can map and we can use the information and support that. So again, another area which is very strong at the moment is geothermal energy and looking at kind of areas which might be suitable for kind of deep geothermal drilling. And again, we can use this information to help us make better decisions when we do that.
Okay. And also soil samples have been taken as well in areas, geochemical soil samples alongside the flights that you're doing for more information.
That's correct. Yeah. So the TELUS program actually does two components. So the airborne survey, which we're kind of finishing the flying today, and the geochemical sampling, which actually finished kind of about a year ago. So that's going out to all the fields in the country, taking a soil sample, and then we analyze that soil for different chemistry. And again, that information can be used. And we're doing a lot of work with, say, Chagas, looking at, say, soil fertility, or the Environment Protection Agency, looking at the baseline levels, see if there's kind of contamination in certain areas. And by having all that data together, both the geochemistry and the geophysics data, it gives us a really good idea about the geology, about the soils and rocks, and then how we can best manage our natural resources.
Okay, so that's very important information for us today. But it's free to everybody to access the information that you have collected, Jim.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have the website, if you kind of Google gsi.ie on the TELUS program, there's a data and maps pages where people can actually go and download the maps, can actually look at the information in their area, or even download the data if they're so interested.
Okay, and Jim, have you been met with much suspicion over the last 16 years? We've had reports, strange planes flying very low. What's going on? Is it the Russians?
No, well, as we've progressed, we've actually kind of continued and done more outreach. So earlier on, we'd get quite a few calls from the Coast Guard saying, has your plane crashed? And it's just people kind of notifying them, seeing a very low flying aircraft disappearing kind of over the cliffs or something like that. But part of the outreach was actually to notify people and let people know. And we'd have we spent a huge amount of time actually calling people up the day before. So if the plane was going to be in a certain area, and we would identify certain stakeholders who were very important, who might be concerned about the flight. So maybe equestrian centres, stud farms, again, the horses might be spooked. So we would ring them up the day before. We'd have a flight plan. We know where we'd be flying. We'd ring them up the day before. And sometimes they'd say, actually, we've got a kind of a riding lesson on Saturdays. Can you come back on another day? So this is another reason why actually the survey has actually taken so long, because we've been working with the stakeholders to make sure we're not disrupting people too much. The company doing this are a Canadian company called Sander Geophysics, and a lot of their other survey work, they're a global company, but they'll be doing in northern Canada or the outback of Australia. So they will just fly and they're not interrupted, whereas we're telling them, actually, sorry, you can't fly today because there's a horse lessons going on.
Yeah.
They've worked very well with us, and we're really grateful for the work they've done. We're actually really grateful to all the kind of the stakeholders and landowners who have been kind of collaborating with us and working with us to make sure we can get all the flying done safely.
Okay, brilliant. Jim, listen, thanks for explaining to us. It's important information. It's taken a while, but well worth the effort, I think. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Great. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Yeah, Geophysical Survey Ireland, or Geological Survey of Ireland. This is the TELUS 16-year mapping of Ireland, geological mapping of Ireland. Huge amount of data sets, and it's all available publicly to view the kind of soil, the kind of rock we have, the radon, and particularly a concern for Kerry, the levels of radiation and naturally occurring radon gas in areas. All of that very important to know, and there's huge amounts of information there available publicly. The last flight in Kerry today, and what glorious weather they have for it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.